Dracula's Servant, a short horror story, written by Stories from the Attic, narrated by Robin McConnell. Reproduced below for readers' consideration is the unaltered text of a letter discovered amongst our collections in December of 1927. The letter is addressed to a Dr. John Seward, administrator of the Seward Sanatorium, and was handwritten by the noted psychiatrist Dr. Arthur P. Dowd, himself the administrator of a similar institution, the Dowd and Low Sanatorium, which operated in London up until the latter doctor's mysterious disappearance in late August of 1890. The letter, which was never sent and was donated to our library alongside Dr. Dowd's other papers, is not dated, though it is thought to have been composed some time in that same year. Whilst many regard the letter to be a work of fiction, and perhaps a fragment from what was intended to be the draft of some epistolary novel, a number of factors would seem to contradict this assumption. Firstly, the fact that the letter had been placed inside an envelope, addressed, and sealed. Secondly, records showing quite clearly that Dr. Dowd did have under his care a patient by the name of Granach. And finally, police records detailing the discovery of a body on the property of the sanatorium, later identified to have been Dr. Christopher Mallon, who was thought to have fallen and broken his neck. What became of Dr. Dowd remains a mystery. Dr. A. Waite, Department of Public Records, the British Library, March 1929. My dear Dr. Seward, before I begin this missive, I must first take the time to implore you, particularly if you are alone within the walls of the sanatorium after dark as you read this, to please take the time to lock and barricade the doors of your room until you have finished reading. Please, for my sake and that of your loved ones, humour me in this matter and return to this letter only once you have done as I ask. If you have taken the necessary measures, then I shall begin my story. Forced, as I now am, to reflect upon and give my own account of these events, I cannot help but apportion the greatest measure of blame to myself. I am, indeed, resigned to the fact that should I live beyond this night, I shall be forevermore marked with those indelible stains of remorse. Remorse that I did not act with more haste, and that in the condescending...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?